rest of the story. The most haunted house in town, it's been called. Well, it is one of the oldest, and its echoey interior and shadows that sprawl in ominous shapes at night suggest the presence of guests unseen. Or maybe, as was once said of storied Hill House, the old place was just born bad. Reason I say is, during construction, carpenters were vaulting the ceiling in one room when their foreman got into an argument with the architect. The foreman, John Lenthal, insisted that certain braces were superfluous, and he was just starting to remove them when the ceiling came down. Lenthal, crushed under the debris, with his dying breath, uttered a curse on this dwelling and all who would cross its threshold. So no one who knew of that disturbing event was much surprised when, not long after construction was complete, the demon cat arrived. Oh, it looked like an ordinary domestic black cat when first encountered in the hallways in the midnight. Yet as it silently drew nearer, it seemed to grow and grow and grow till, grown gigantic, it was looking down with fearsome eyes on the unfortunate who had discovered it. Little wonder this place, darkened in the shadow of John Lenthal's curse, came to be called the House of the Demon Cat. And ghosts otherwise? Oh my, yes, if you believe the chilling accounts that persist to this day. Some phantoms are merely heard, like the one whose footsteps in a particular room have startled so many for so long. And two other alleged spirits whose long-ago labors in the basement appear not quite to have concluded. There are those whose nearness is felt by an otherwise inexplicable damp cold lingering in a certain doorway for generations, or by an invisible foot that tries to trip folks on marble stairs still stained by the blood of one murdered there. And, of course, there are the apparitions. Legions of them, they say. Like the old man who walks at the same hour each night enveloped in a blue haze. Or the fellow who died there one New Year's Eve only to return again and again to his favorite chair in his favorite room. But none is more terrifying than the demon cat. The only specter ever to stalk those cursed halls, actually documented to have frightened one of its discoverers to death. The House of the Demon Cat. You may visit if you wish, if you dare. Anyone in Washington, D.C. may direct you to the most haunted house in town, wherein cryptic creatures prowl and statues dismount their pedestals and dance, and statesmen, great and small, just don't know when to quit. Even still, I'm told, the unmistakable, unexplainable paw prints of a cat may be found, embedded in the cold stone floor of that worldwide recognizable domed edifice known as the United States Capitol. And at such an artifact, we'd wonder all the more, did we not know. The rest of the story.